I was raised in the fellowship in Spirit-filled on my 11th birthday, and I had huge miracles all throughout my life. Before I was Spirit-filled, my brother got annoyed at me and threw me on a metal bed, and it killed my spine, and you could see down to the bone, and it was pretty gruesome, and I was in a really awkward position that you're not supposed to be in unless your spine snapped in half. And my family rushed in, and within 10 minutes they all prayed for me, and within 10 minutes it was completely healed into nothing but a graze without any pain at all. And there was still metal all throughout my back, and I was simply scratching it out, a bit irritated, which was great. Also, a little bit after that, I hopped off a motorbike, and I rubbed my leg against the hot plate and ended up with a third degree burn, and my pants were stuck to my leg, and I didn't feel any pain at all, and I just peeled it off, I suppose, which is, yeah, pretty gruesome. But yeah, I had no pain at all, and then from that time onwards, I had a really big faith in the Lord, and I always believed and trusted in Him. And then I was Spirit-filled, and I entered high school, and there was a complete change from the time I was Spirit-filled. Before then, I couldn't read or write, and I couldn't remember anyone's name or anything. I couldn't spell my own name, and I couldn't learn anything at school. And from then on, that's when I started to improve, and I started learning to read after that. But I was different from all the other kids. I was really crazy and out there, and I still am. It's great. But I was harassed constantly every single day, really physically, and I lost my ability to speak to anyone and interact with anyone, and I ended up ridiculously depressed and in front of a computer screen all day, every day. And I'd be up until 3 a.m. just staring at a computer, and then I'd be up at 6 and I wouldn't be learning at school at all. And I got worse and worse, like, for many years. And then by 2013, I was hallucinating a lot, and I was sort of going insane. I had acne all over my face, and my hair was never washed or brushed. I had holes all throughout my clothes, and my toes were hanging out of my shoes, and I looked like a homeless person. And eventually I felt like I lost absolutely everything. I'd given up on God, and I'd given up on my family, and I called out to the Lord, and I told Him that I can't do it anymore. I've tried, but I need You to change my life. I can't do it by myself. And from that point on, sort of to sum it up, I had no license. I refused to drive, and I'd completely failed school. And I had no job, and I'd spent the last 2 years of my life at an employment service for people with disabilities. And from that moment, that's when everything started to change, and I decided to buy a car and get myself a license and get myself a job. I quit video games and social media, and I started to talk to people, and I started giving talks, and I met Andrea, and I had a reason to change after that. God knew that that was all I needed. And from then on, God completely changed my life, and I got, yeah, a license and everything. And I started working at Macca's, and I started studying music, and learning the piano and writing music. And now I'm at university composing, and I'm giving talks a lot, and we're always in the fellowship, and I can talk to people, and I've got lots of friends, and my life is really good. Amen.